ambulance. Where's your emergency? Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Where is your emergency?
Thank you. There's been a car accident at the Moody Ponds Railway crossing.
Right. What's the problem there? Tell me exactly what happened.
Someone's been run over.
Right. So it's a car versus a pedestrian?
Yeah. I'm just, like, across the road. I just heard the accident, so I'm just calling an ambulance.
Okay.
You have to go back to your room. Ambulance?
89426.
Ambulance. What's the problem? Tell me exactly what's happening.
I've just had a neighbour come in. His head's been cut open.
Okay.
He's been bashed.
So it's an assault?
Yes. Yes. I've just heard a guy calling out help.
Ambulance, where's your emergency?
Thank you.
Ambulance, where's your emergency?
My husband ambulance to the Ryan Children Hospital.
So what is the address you want the ambulance to come to, please?
Ambulance, where's your emergency?
467.
Hello? Hello?
Ambulance, where's your emergency?
782994.
Ambulance, where's your emergency?
Yes, emergency. Oh, in the backyard. I've put a bloody stick through my eye.
And how did that happen?
I just banging it with a spade and flicked up. It's really not good.
How old are you, sir?
40.
I'm
organising
this now for
you. Thank you. There's no one else home otherwise.
And went and so just it flew up into your eyes.
Yes.
What happened? Okay, is the eyeball cut open or is any fluid leaking out of the eye?
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing the worst.
So is there any fluid coming out of the eye?
Yeah, it feels like it.
Ambulance, where's the emergency? Thank you. Go ahead, please. Where is your emergency?
Ambulance, where is the emergency?
Ambulance, where is your emergency?
Ambulance, where is the emergency?
Ambulance, where is your emergency?
Okay,
I'm just answering the dispatch.
No worries, thanks. Ringwood, case 1275. It's for a 40-year-old male. Apparently he's had a spade flip up and has injured his eye. The eyeball is cut open and has fluid leaking from it. Code 1, single car, thanks.
Ringwood, code 1.
Thank you. Carnegie 55 and S.
Carnegie.
Sorry, Carnegie, it's case 1273.
It's very painful.
Okay, look, I've got the ambulance organised, so don't touch or irrigate or bandage the eye at all right?
No, okay.
And if the stick's still in your eye, don't
put
it out.
No, it came out.
It came out?
Yeah.
All right, so just try and sit there and relax till we get there. We won't be long at all. We're on the way now.
Okay,
now,
Sorry? I'm an off-duty fireman, so I should know better.
Oh, okay. If you get worse in any way, call us back on 000.
Yeah.
So we're coming to the garage.
Thank you.
You said it's at the back, did you?
Yeah, well, I'm in the backyard where the garage is.
No, garage
is. Can't miss it.
We won't be long.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
You're standing in probably the most important room in Melbourne at the moment. When you consider that every day, now we're up to 430 events so far today, before the day is out, that'll be pushing 750, 800 emergency events in Melbourne and the district, and that's every day, and that's a lot whenever you sit down and think about it, an awful lot. It can be very stressful. Ambulance, where's your emergency? Thank you. Ambulance, where's your emergency? You know, that call goes beep in my ear, and I've got 80 seconds, 90 seconds to get an ambulance actually on the way. I'm sorry, give me that address again, please.
We basically ask the caller, first and foremost, is where is the emergency?
I just can't catch the street number again.
And from there, we ask a set questions in regard to what that specific event is.
Okay, your phone, you're on a mobile phone, but unfortunately it's breaking up as you're speaking to me.
The events are automatically directed to the correct dispatcher.
No, it's still breaking up. What's the street name?
He or her job is to select the nearest available vehicle to send to the event.
That's a bit clearer now, wherever you are now. What's the street name? And then the ball's in the ambulance officer's court to get to the scene in their required time frame after that.
Is he conscious?
Yes, at the moment.
Breathing?
Yep.
And is there any serious bleeding?
Hang on a minute. Serious bleeding? Yes. Yeah, he's had a decent whack.
Okay, is the bleeding serious?
Is it? How bad is it?
Is the blood pumping out or just oozing out?
Hang on a minute, I'll just check. Blood oozing or
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah,
I need to know, is the bleeding... will you please listen?
Thanks, Rosebud. Sorry about that. 3WX to Baxter 20. Baxter, thanks. Case number is 1604 at 2122. 32-year-old male has been assaulted. The location of the offender is unknown. Unknown weapons. Patient has possibly dangerous injuries. Code 1 single car. Baxter, receive.
Yeah, Baxter, receive.
Sorry, Baxter. 3WX to event 7.
Is the offender still nearby?
No, probably well
he's,
gone.
He's gone, and was he armed?
Was he armed in any way? No, not really. No, he had a baseball bat.
So he was armed. He had a baseball bat.
Yep, armed.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah.
Back to 20. Back to just come up. The offender was armed with a baseball bat.
Roger, and the offender's location is unknown.
That is affirmative. Offenders are reportedly gone.
That's about 5617, you know.
I don't believe so, no.
Well, we might take a very cautious look around before we approach.
Roger.
Most people have never called an ambulance. They get so distraught that on occasions they don't know the address where they are. They can't tell you. They don't know their phone number. They scream down the phone, I need an ambulance, and they hang up. Generally speaking, when it does happen like that, it is someone has collapsed or a child has drowned or something dramatic has happened that has caused this all to occur.
Ambulance 938584.
Ambulance, where's your emergency?
Ambulance, my wife had a stroke.
I've got a few standard questions. Is she completely awake?
Sort of.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Is she able to talk normally or is she slurring?
She has been, but she's getting very worse very rapidly.
Is she breathing normally?
No, not at the moment.
And why do you think it's a stroke? Is it speech?
She's had strokes before.
Movement problems?
Yes. Totally lost coordination.
And she's had strokes before. All right, look, I've got the ambulance organised. We won't be long.
The calls are the peak of the event. Absolute peak of the event. And it can take quite some time and effort as a call taker to calm the caller. And hopefully we can settle the scene considerably and have things happening to the patient's benefit prior to the ambulance crew arriving there, so that the ambulance crew isn't walking in totally to a scene of panic.
Ambulance, where's your emergency?
923529.
Go ahead, caller. Where's your emergency? Coming back. Just take a deep breath, sir.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
He's OD.
He's OD'd, has he?
Yeah, he's had heroin OD.
Okay, is he conscious?
No.
Is he breathing?
No.
He's not breathing?
No.
Hello, you listening to me, sir?
Yeah, he's fucking breathing all right.
Is he violent?
No, he's dead. His brother's violent.
Hey?
He talked to his brother.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I just need to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, right.
Now, is he breathing normally?
No. Every now and again, he's going, that's about it.
He took heroin, did he?
Yeah.
Okay, and when did he take it?
Oh, fuck, about not even a half minute ago.
Now, how is he positioned?
Well, I've got him sitting up now.
Okay, can we lay him onto his side?
Yeah, I can do that. See, he's breathing, man. All right, so just on his side with no pillow. Still reckon he's going to need some Narcan, but...
Okay, is he on his side?
Yes, he's... No, he's not.
Wait up. Okay.
Well, he's a big, heavy guy.
Alrighty, that's okay.
What are you doing?
I've got to get on his fucking side, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, pillow.
He's fucking
injured, nasty, fucking idiot guy. Fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Matt. You there?
Okay, he's on side.
What I want you to do is to check how often he's taking a breath.
Oh, okay. So he's taking one every 10, 20, 30 seconds. He's going blue, pretty much.
Okay, that's too long. I'm going to tell you how to do mouth-to-mouth.
I just got a breath then.
It's not often enough. We're going to have to help him out, okay?
Okay.
Yep, place one hand on... You there?
Credit of CSO 200. Responding now to a 28-year-old male suspected overdose on heroin, now gone to suspected cardiac arrest. Both cars are on a 1 with winds of 159.
Sorry, I've got to give him
the patient
now.
Sir?
Yeah, father, you should be doing this.
Hello?
You
there?
Yeah.
Okay, have you got him off the bed?
Okay, I've got him off the bed. He's on his back, flat. Yeah. There's nothing under his head.
Okay, now place one hand under the neck and the other on his forehead and tilt his head back.
Okay.
Okay.
One hand under his neck.
Yes.
One hand on his forehead.
Yes, and tilt his head back.
And tilt his head back.
Okay, now I want you to look into his mouth, okay?
Okay, look into his mouth.
Okay, is there any vomit in the mouth?
Is there any vomit? No, there's no vomit.
Now place one hand under the neck and the other on the forehead.
Yeah.
And tilt the head back. Now pinch the nose closed.
Yep.
And completely cover his mouth with your mouth.
Yeah, and breathe.
Yep, we want you to force 5 deep breaths of air into his lungs, just like you're blowing up a big balloon.
Yeah, okay.
And watch for his chest to rise with each breath, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do that and then come back to the phone.
Okay. Yeah,
no, his heart's beating hard now, man. Just feel
it. Is he breathing?
Fucking
no. No, it's not. I'm doing it. Well, I have to do it, dude.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. See?
Don't. It's all right. I'm going to get
down now, man. We need to know how often he's taking a breath, okay?
Okay, he's taking a breath. Yeah, breath.
Okay, tell me when he takes the next one.
Fucking come on!
Breath.
He needs to be taking one breath every 3 to 5 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, you let me know how he's going.
Okay, the ambulance is here. Thank you very
They've arrived, have they?
I think so.
Okay.
Is it them? Okay, we're right.
All right, no worries. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
Windsor, we're clear of 1384. Patient refused further transport and treatment after we gave him some Narcan.
Windsor, thanks for that. I'll head you back at 1545.
I think I need a drink. That's an arrest, so... Yeah, that's my first one for the day. So there, we've had a couple in a row. They've just come in, so I don't know what the other one's for.
There's an example there, CPR in progress.
Yeah, someone's collapsed.
70-year-old. He went to hospital. It's because a call taker told him how to do the CPR until the ambulance crew got there. He was given every chance. And this bloke could come out of this. He could live another 10, 15, 20 years. Happens. It's just a luck of the draw. It really is. It's like a roulette. What events that click into your ear here. It's just luck of the draw.
Sorry, City, is that you calling? City, I'm sorry, still trouble with the radio here. It's case 1414. A 1-month-old male child with a possible obstruction, presently still choking. You can head that way, code 1 single car.
She's very, you know, I can hear the child crying, I can hear her upset about it, and, yeah, they're in unison with being upset here, but we'll be with them soon. It's crying well, it's getting good air in, so that's obviously not going to be a big problem at the moment. The city car is heading to her. You can see they've arrived now.
Most of these events, the criteria is only 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes from the time that call comes in till we get there. And we meet that criteria on like 98% or something, 99% of the time. And that odd job where just the situation at that particular time dictated that the closest vehicle available was just that little bit
How
further
old is
away.
Mum? So she's not breathing at all. Is she conscious?
Laverton, thank you. Micah 9 on air.
Micah 9.
Laverton and Micah 9, it's case 1364. It's a 44-year-old female suspected cardiac arrest. If you could please head that way, both cars, code 1.
Human Services have rung up and said that they rang like a little boy to check up on him, and his mum's on the couch and she's not conscious and she's not breathing. So I put in a job for a cardiac arrest and then called him back.
Hello.
Hello, is the ambulance here? I've got an ambulance coming out to help your mum. Are you on your own there?
Yes, except my next-door neighbour just came over.
Okay, all right. Did you see what happened?
No.
The ambulance is all organised to help you, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how to do resuscitation, all right?
Yeah.
I want you to get her as close to the phone as possible. Do you want to get your neighbour to help you?
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk to your neighbour?
Yeah.
All right, you pop him on the phone, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, it's the ambulance here. I'm going to tell you how to do resuscitation, all right?
No, good, dear. Rig has already said it.
It already has? Has he been there on his own with her all day?
No, he's just come home from school.
Okay. All right. Can you take him out the front?
Yeah.
All right. I want you just to take him out the front and wait for the ambulance, okay?
Okay.
Are you going to be all right until we get there, or do you want us to stay on the phone?
No, it's okay. Thanks very much.
That's okay. We're not going to be long, all right?
Oh.
All right. Bye-bye.
Maybe once a month you might get a bad, what do you call a bad job? But you know the jobs, you can see them happening on the screen, and a staff member might get up and walk out of the room. We have the quiet room out the back, and if need be, we have all the cancelling thing all set up just in case. And occasionally you do, because you're right there with them on occasions, you know, and you can't help but get caught up in the emotions of what's happening, because you're listening to the full distress of what's going on at the scene, and you must be with them until that ambulance arrives. And it can be gut-wrenching having to listen to some of the stuff we listen to. You don't forget those jobs. You don't forget them. It was a SIDS case, which occurred right down on the peninsula. I'll just show you on the map here. It's a nice spot, isn't it? I go down every now and again. As you can see, it's basically the last streets on the peninsula. And although we have crews down on the peninsula, at that particular time, it took 28 minutes to attend, and obviously you got a young baby, a very distraught mother, an equally distraught grandmother, and you're encouraging them, you're telling them how to do CPR, how to keep this child viable until the ambulance arrives, but you're there with them, you hear every scream and every sigh, and in your mind you can only imagine what they look like, what they're doing as you're telling them to do the thing. And those blokes, you can rest assured that that ambulance crew are killing themselves to get there as quick as they can, and that car will only go so fast, and they will give it their all still when they get there. They will do move heaven and earth when they get there. And at one stage,
the grandmother ran with the child up the street to try and meet the ambulance. And like, I knew that ambulance was still a good 10 minutes away at the time, and I had to tell her not to get back. They were so distressed. And of course the outcome was not good. And for 28 minutes you have to deal with that. And even now it's... So, let's do what it is. Good job. That is a job. And I love it. Yeah. Sorry, love. Yeah. You just can't be on their doorstep.
Have you ever spoken to the mother and the grandmother again?
No. I've never spoken to any caller again. But I never forget them. And I'm sure, too, they don't forget my voice. I'm sure they don't. I'm sure in the back of their minds, they relive the same way I relive the situation when I bring it to mind. And in their mind's eye, they see this Irish bloke, just that voice. It's all I am, is a voice. It's all we all are.
Ambulance, where's your emergency?
Ambulance, where's the emergency?
No worries. And what's your closest intersection to where you are?
And the phone number you're calling from?
Okay, and what's your phone number?
How old is he?
Christian name?
Yep.
How old is she?
How far away are you from him?
Is this a suicide attempt? Okay, I've got the ambulance organised for you. Are you there by yourself?
It's not chaos, it's just life. It's actually happening as we speak even. There's people collapsing, there's people crashing their cars, there are people giving birth at home. It doesn't stop. Perpetually, continually, ongoing, 24 hours a day, every day in the week, every week of the year. It just goes on. It's just life, full stop. And we're involved to the greater degree with events that are somewhat unfortunate, or in the case of a childbirth, a wonderful event. People's lives.